After a weekend bender in the summer, Larry knocks on Mishin's door. The door is wide open, and he smells smoke. He goes upstairs and sees Mishin lying on the floor, and on the stove is a big chunk of bologna sizzling on a frying pan. Larry Fortoes acts quickly and grabs the pan and tosses it out the door for whatever animal to eat. Larry, after the panic, decides to empty the beer and toss it on Mishin's face to wake him up. Mishin wakes up from the beer and comes to his first thought.
Where's my bologna?
Olé, you're still alive?
Of course I'm alive, but I'm parched. Have you seen my beer?
I seen a half one on the table. It's on your face right now.
Oh, man. I was going to drink that.
You know we got a dozen lawns to cut today, right?
What day is it? I don't know what day it is.
For Christ's sake, it's Monday. We got work today.
Whose lawn we mowing this morning?
It says on the sheet here that we're supposed to cut a guy's lawn this morning at 8 a.m. His name's Bush Roberts.
Bush.
Mishin splashes water on his face and has a deodorant shower. Larry turns the wrench and gets the res truck going. Mishin steps out of the house and walks by a dog eating his bologna. He takes it out of the dog's mouth. Mishin starts eating it and gets into the truck. Larry Fortoes just shakes his head.
What is that? Old Spice?
Yeah, you should try it sometime, Larry. It'll improve your whole life.
You smell like Mishomas.
They arrive at the house on 721 Money Street. Larry and Mishin get to the front steps and knock on the door.
Yeah, just one second.
Bush pulls butter knives out from the door.
Where the hell were you guys?
Cool home security, Bush.
We're here to cut your lawn.
I've been working landscaping for over 40 years. Don't pull any funny business. And one thing, you little whippersnappers better stay off my garden. That's like my grandchild, my prized possession. You two better not mess that damn thing up.
Don't worry, old man. We're experts.
You better be, you goddamn kids.
Bush closes the door. Larry and Mishin get to work on the lawn. A res dog appears.
Woo, woo, woo.
And Mishin gets distracted. Larry is hard at work.
Hey, Mishin, you remember at Jim Bob's last night and you tried to pick up Bertha? And you were all like, God damn, she's fine. Crazy Mishin, trying to pick up his cousin. Hey, Mishin, where the hell is he?
Larry Fortoes decides to walk around the corner of the house. At this point, Larry sees Mishin chasing a small res dog, heading towards Bush Roberts' prized garden. The dog makes a hard turn while Mishin slips and takes out half of the garden, destroying Bush's plants.
My back!
The garden! What the hell were you doing? Quick, finish the lawn and let's get out of here.
Larry and Mishin finish the lawn and head into the front to receive the money.
We're finished, Bush.
Looks pretty nice out here, boys. Here's a tip. You guys can buy whatever you young whippersnappers get up to these days.
Thanks.
Bush crutches along back and sees the severe damage done to his garden.
My rabbit rootin', owl hootin', bamboo shootin' garden! Damn kids!
Bush shakes fist at Larry and Mishin as they drive away.
Pull over at Herbert's gas bar, Larry. I need a chuck wagon.
Okay, Mishin.
Larry stares out the window as Mishin goes inside.
Always hungry, that guy.
Brother?
Okay, I'm going to steal a microphone. So, thanks, guys, for coming in. So, that was lovely. I like the sound effects a lot. So you guys are going to be performing this on stage?
Yeah, it'll take place April. It'll take place during Nanobush's campfire, which is the it's an event put on by Trent University. In our class specifically, we're a fourth year reading course at Trent with an Indigenous Studies. It started with last year. It was just a performance by Professor Neil McLeod. But this year, at the beginning, he wanted to make it into a reading course. And with that, we all took it, and we've been working on stuff that will be performed at the campfire.
It's more like a speaking course than a reading course this way. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go around and talk about who you are and how you were involved in the project? So do you want to go first?
Sure. Well, my name is Kyle Brooks, and I'm a fourth-year student in Indigenous Studies. And basically with this project, at September, we all were assigned partners. And for me, it was Brandon and Mike to work on, to create a project. And this was the project we created. And we've just been kind of working on it since then. And it started off a little bit different, but we've been slowly kind of making subtle changes to it. So I'm happy with the progress, and it should be really, really fun to perform. So.
And you had a hand in writing as well.
Yes,
As you all did.
Yes, yeah. We all had.
Did you have conflicting visions for this project, or like somebody was like, I really wanted to be about lawnmowers. No? No conflict?
Remember
papers being thrown in the air, glasses being smashed?
The class might be a little bit dramatic in that sense, but I think we kind of had the same vision, which was good from the start, I think. So.
Good. Well, let's go around the room. I want to meet you guys. So,
well, I'm Mike Diamond, and I'm a third-year Indigenous Studies student. And the first time, it was just me, Brendan, Kyle, and then we added Will and Jenny here. And yeah, I had to help create writing. We just came up with ideas, just used it from, because we're from the reservation. So yeah.
All right. I'm Will Horton. I'm also third year majoring in Indigenous Studies. I'm not, when they perform this play, they won't have a narrator, I don't think, right? So I won't be a part of it there. I'm just helping out here. And I'm focusing on reading poetry at the performance. So I'm just doing this to help.
So you're gonna be doing other things in the performance.
Yeah. So it's not. There's people will be reading poems, playing music. They'll be doing a lot of different stuff.
Your own poems or?
These poems are actually written by my grandfather. So.
Awesome.
It'd be pretty interesting. It'd be good. Yeah.
That's good. We should have recorded that too. Like.
Yeah, we could have.
We could have. And sorry, I'm hogging your microphone.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. When this got started, this class got started. Neil McLeod, he had a vision to bring in about 8 or 9 students, whether or not they had any experience with performance. He wanted to bring us in, and he sort of hand-selected students and kind of pushed us last year. He's like, hey, I got this idea. You want to be a part of this course? And he talked about it. And so, we all took this course as a reading course, and it really is more about performance. And he really encouraged us to break out of our shells and do something different. So we started writing skits and performing them, and now we're going to be performing this skit here that we did for you earlier at Nanabush's campfire. So,
what's your name?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my name's Brandon Patatagoose. I'm from about 5 hours north from here, around Sudbury. So
did you guys do other plays as well?
This one here, this one is, we've written other plays with other students in the class. This one here is ours from the three of us, and then we included Jenny and Will here for the narration and our sound effects, which amp up this play for us. And when we performed this earlier in the school year, we didn't have any sound effects, so we were just, throwing it back and forth to each other, and people started laughing, and they said, hey, you should really make that into a performance and start adding in these sound effects, like of the res dogs, because as many people don't know what a res dog is, it's just basically like a stray dog, but everyone takes care of it on the reservation. And so me, Kyle, and Mike know all there is to do about res dogs. They always, clown together in these packs, and they chase people, and they're they chase people. But the thing is that they're so harmless. It's really odd. And people always say, they should chain up those dogs, but hey, these dogs, they roam free and they're just part of our communities.
And yourself?
Yeah, my name is Jenny, and I'm also a fourth-year Indigenous Studies major, and I'll be there performing a couple of my own pieces, music and some poetry. But I just volunteered to help these guys out to do the sound effects. I thought I'd take on that challenge, and it's been really fun. So,
my favorite was the truck. Going
yeah, one of our the Adam Hopkins, he's been helping out with the course, and he's been helping me, giving me advice on to make some of the sounds. So he's really helped me with that one. It was a lot of fun.
Well, this sounds like quite the performance. And this is what date again?
It'll be April 2nd in the Nojem Theater, and it's at Trent University, and it'll start at 6 p.m.
Awesome. April 2nd. And how can people get tickets or get in touch or be able to come to the show? Do we know?
It's free admission. So
you don't have to worry about tickets.
No. I guess for space, I don't know how packed it'll be, but it's open to everyone in the Trent community and Peterborough. So.
And beyond.
Yes.
And beyond. So bologna, eh? I've never feed a dog bologna.
Oh yeah, bologna's just a thing growing up on the res.
Bologna's precious.
I like to call it native tube steak.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. I'm going to turn over to Mauricio in Studio A. Thank you again for coming into Trent Radio. We're going to continue on with Let's Make Radio Plays with more radio dramas. Not as exciting because they're pre-recorded, but it was very nice to have these guys in live. Thank you very much and happy listening.
Thanks a lot, James.